My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Tuesday to all of you. This may,
hey.
May be the first day of the week for a lot of you. Appreciate you getting up with us. Hope you had a good... thank you, Seth. Hope you had a good Labor Day weekend, if that's what you were doing yesterday. If you're on your way in today, get to work. Drive safe. Good to be with you. I'm Sean Pendergast.
But back to the grind.
That's
right, pay attention to your boss.
Yep.
Follow instructions.
Yeah.
Quit being such a jackass all the time.
Right. That's good
there's
instruction.
There's your pep talk.
That's exactly what I told my son last night. Today's his first day as a working man in America, as Willie Anderson.
Is it really?
Me. Yeah.
He can always remember. He can commemorate it because it's the day after Labor Day. It's a very fitting time to start work as a... He's like Will Anderson was last year when he was all excited to be an actual employee.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and say he was looking around at the camera crew and he's like, you guys are my coworkers.
We're not. It's not like college anymore. Yeah, I'm a working man in America. That's what I kept telling Sammy yesterday. I'm like, you're Will Anderson. You're a working man in America now.
I'm sure the guys on the camera crew are like, yeah, we're exactly like you. We are sharing the same experience in life.
You want to see my signing bonus? I'm wearing it on my head. It's this cap. They gave it to me.
I'm being paid with exposure.
Will Anderson's impossible to get angry at. I think even those cameramen were like, you know what? This guy's pretty cool. I kind of like. He's the first one to ever acknowledge that we're coworkers. I like him. I like this
guy. If I were to be executed by the state, I would want Will Anderson to be the executioner. I feel like he'd give me a good pep talk on into the afterlife.
Yeah, yeah.
Whichever direction I'd be headed.
He'd remind you of the actual good things you did in life.
Yeah.
He's like, hey man, don't focus on what got you here. Focus on the good times.
Listen, man, there's a good chance you're going to hell, but you just got to grind, man. Yeah. You just got to grind.
Hell's not for everybody.
I'm gonna be you just be the best dweller in hell that you can.
Yeah, that's right.
Every day.
Oh my God. So we've got Nick Caserio coming on at 7:30 today. That'll be fun in advance of the season starting here. So
that's right. It will be fun. We're gonna make it fun for him. As I've been thinking about different ways I can grill him without him realizing he's being grilled.
He sent me some topics last night. He was he said, "Are we gonna talk about Joey Chestnut? Are we gonna talk about I forget there were like two other things on there." I'm like, "Yeah, well,
so
we can hit those things."
And honestly, there's obviously like some people like to argue that competitive eating is a sport. There's definitely some parallels between competitive eating and any other sport.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, so, for sure.
Including ideal body weight of a competitive eater.
Dude.
Which, it's this ironic thing where sometimes I'm watching these eating competitions and I'm looking at the fat guys and I'm like, this guy doesn't want it. This guy's just like, this guy's not committed to the life. Because the good ones are all these super skinny dudes.
Yeah.
And like it's clear that there must be some advantage to being skinnier and less competition in there for volume in your gut, but those fat guys they're just out there like rank amateurs just doing it for the love of the game.
If you missed it and you're wondering what we're talking about, Joey Chestnut made history yesterday.
Don't spoil it for me. I haven't finished it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. It just showed up on Netflix. A lot of people, most people probably haven't watched it yet.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, gotcha. It was live yesterday. It was live.
Yeah. I know, but this isn't like the Super Bowl or something where people, you know, like everybody listening right now would know who won the Super Bowl.
So let me ask you this. I have the results in headlines today. Do I delete that from headlines?
I think this is different than the normal sports thing.
Really?
I think
it was the lead bullet on ESPN.com yesterday.
We'll give a spoiler alert. And look, I'm watching this thing. Again, ironically enough, at 1.5 speed, I'm watching the competitive eating speed champ because I'm trying to finish it.
But you're only watching it because I'm your co-host. You wouldn't be watching this.
I would watch it. I wouldn't have felt a pressing need to watch it. But it's way better than I thought it was going to be.
The production was excellent.
They do a good job of like creating. It's kind of like the Olympics, where it's some sport that you don't follow or care about typically, but they do such a good job of setting up the story.
You get drawn in. WWE. Like, here's what the rivalry is built on. You know, like it goes back a long. And it, for those who don't know, this isn't spoiling anything. It was Joey Chestnut versus Takeru Kobayashi, which was like the rivalry back in the mid 2000s before Kobayashi became super loco and just quit on the Eating Federation, started showing up like the crow in the rafters. You know, like
he was just like Prince.
Yeah.
He went off on his own journey and probably changed his name to an unpronounceable symbol. Yep. You can give it away. Go ahead, because it's an event that happened.
I think people are more likely to watch it if I say this. Joey Chestnut set the world record. He broke his own world record. He ate 83 hot dogs. So it was a good day of sports watching yesterday. So you had that at 2 o'clock. You had the Astros at 3 o'clock. And you had Boston College and Florida State at nighttime, and it was a very intriguing day. Now the Astros lost; that kind of sucked. I guess my thing with the Astros—they lost 5-3 yesterday, Seth. And Justin Verlander again was not sharp. He walked
three consecutive batters for the first to open the game for the first time in his career. It didn't get much better after that.
It was a very, very, very sideways day for Justin Verlander. He begged to stay in the fifth inning to just get through five. He was at 100 pitches. There were runners on base. Joe Espada came out, and it was funny to listen to Bagwell and Callis on the call. Bagwell's doing color for this series. Blum is getting a short break here. And Bagwell, as Espada is walking in the mound, Bagwell's like, no way he's coming out. In other words, Verlander is going to talk him into leaving him in the game, which he did. And he gave up a hit. It was a fluky bloop hit, but that was enough to chase Verlander. And again, it was a fluky hit that chased him from the game. But it wasn't a good that he was at 100 pitches midway through the fifth is kind of indicative of where he is right now, which to me begs the question: as well as these other guys are pitching right now, if the playoffs were to start tomorrow, Verlander's not one of your top three guys, right?
No, not if he doesn't kind of just all of a sudden string together two or three really good starts in a row.
Right.
Because it's not yet. You can't treat him by his resume. You can't go out there and say, well, he's, you know, all caps Verlander. This is now business.
So you're saying we're gonna throw
Bagwell out there at first because of the back of his baseball card or something?
I'll point out they did play Jose Abreu for the first 2 months. The back of the baseball card is factored in at times with this team. That's why I bring up the question. You know, like this team now. The playoffs are a different story than trotting Abreu out there in the middle of May. I understand that. I do wonder, like, what. Does Verlander have to pitch as well as these other three or four guys are pitching right now to get back into the playoff rotation? Or is there a sliding scale because he's just – this version of Verlander doesn't deserve to start a playoff game compared to Fromber and Hunter and even Spencer Arrighetti at this point, the way he's pitched the last month, or Kikuchi, who's – you know, they're 6-0 in his starts. But that's what I wonder. Like, that's what's really intriguing to me. Like, is there a sliding scale? Like, if Verlander gets his ERA back into the mid-threes by the end of this, he's like 4-something right now. If he gets his ERA back into the mid-threes and he looks like 80 to 85% of Justin Verlander, is that enough? He was their game one starter in the playoffs last year.
I know.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not like Verlander also has a reputation as just like, oh, he's nails in the playoffs, and that's where, okay, you got to have that experience in there. That's not who he's been in his career in the playoffs, and now he looks like he's a guy that's working his way back. I think some of it, I guess, if the trajectory is good. Mm-hmm. If like his overall numbers don't have to be in line with his career numbers or anything, but if it looks like, okay, this is just an older guy who's taken a little while to come back, then I would be tempted when you enter the playoffs that, all right, the adrenaline burst of the playoffs can be the cherry on top of this. Mm-hmm. But if he struggles, how many starts will he have over the next month?
He's had three since he's been back. They've got about 30 games. I don't know, probably four or five.
Starts. Yeah. If he puts together a string of three Verlander type performances, that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
But beyond that, you gotta go with the hot hands.
Yeah.
You gotta go with the guys that are the best performers this year in 2024. And the back of Verlander's baseball card really shouldn't help as much.
Yeah.
Now, it's just, you know, I'm also, I'm sure Bagwell would have the opposite take, and he would be very adamant about telling, he'd make 18 points about how nobody else knows what they're talking about, and analytics.
Sounds like you had the sound turned up yesterday on the game.
I was, man. Jeez, singles are what win you baseball games, runs.
That was weird, man.
A lot of people want to say it's like everything he says is almost like something about how stupid everybody else is. All right, yeah, Jordan's ever won a baseball game with three home runs.
Yeah, Yiner gets a bloop single. He's like, those are the hits that win you games. I'm like, I don't know, man. I watched Jordan hit three home runs, and it was a very comfortable afternoon for me.
Yeah, can we just settle in on lots of things win you baseball games?
Yeah.
Why the hell do people have to make it about, like, no, this is the thing that wins you games?
I'm going to tell you the scariest thing that Bagwell said to me yesterday, with the understanding that this is a guy who's helping make key decisions with the baseball team, is when Forrest Whitley came in the ninth inning. Yeah. And I'm verbatim, because I went back. Amy was sitting next to me. I went back and rewound so I get the exact quote, so I'm not misquoting him here, paraphrasing or anything. He literally said this about Forrest Whitley. Mind you, one of their top prospects for the last 8 years, and who has been dealing at Sugarland for the last month and a half. Quote, I remember he used to have a real good changeup. I don't know if he still does or not, but it used to be real good. End quote.
Yeah.
This guy's part of the brain trust. He's part of like the five-headed monster making decisions. This is one of the I'm calling him one of their top prospects, and I understand Forrest Whitley's journey, that he hasn't pitched like
he's
a top 47 prospect.
47 years old.
Right. Yeah. I understand he hasn't pitched like a top prospect for the most part. For the last couple months he has. He's been amazing.
Yeah.
Coming out of the bullpen in Sugarland, and he struck out the side yesterday. Got a little traffic-y, but that was cool to see him strike out the side yesterday. But when like Bagwell acting like he hasn't watched Forrest Whitley pitch in like 5 years. Like,
honestly, he's at
Sugarland. He's right down the road.
It's Bagwell's tone of voice when a lot of times he talks down on so many of things that have been really good for the Astros.
Yeah.
Like the analytics and the scouting, or just in the different way that people, it's not even the analytics, bros. It's the actual hardcore baseball people, you know, who have absorbed what they want from analytics, but also think about baseball a little bit differently because the game has changed.
Yeah.
He needs to bash basically other people in the organization while at the same time admitting an open ignorance of what it is they do.
Yeah.
And it starts to grind at me in a way that it didn't used to. I used to kind of like it, but now because of the Jose Abreu experience, now it kind of gets me twisted up inside.
I'm glad you acknowledge that, because that's 100%, I think, what it's – people who are critical of Bagwell in the booth now, this Abreu signing and the Montero signing have changed everything as far as, like, how baseball intelligent Bagwell's prism is for everybody. Before that, it was like, boy, it's really refreshing to hear. He's got such an interesting perspective on things, and he's the thinking man's baseball guy. And now he's in there like, I don't know, I heard Forrest Whitley has a good changeup. Like, what are we doing?
And then the other side of it, too, is I was extra kind of peeved about it because the Astros did me the favor of making me look like an absolute fool yesterday. And I'm going to spend all day just acknowledging on the text line and on the YouTube chat how wrong I was about Kyle Tucker's injury. Because I was the girl at the party that was just happy that the popular guy was paying the attention, even though he was making fun of me and setting up like a pig's blood dumping on my head. The Astros went full carry on me.
We will get to that's a reference right there. Kids, Carrie was a movie starring Sissy Spacek back in 1977. We'll get to the Kyle Tucker news as well. We will hit that. Something that all of a sudden has me very concerned about this Texans game coming up on Sunday, and it's right in my wheelhouse.
Good point.
We will get to this. We will get to this. We'll get to headlines later in the hour. Nick Caserio at 7:30. Stay there.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.